Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Got some good news, got some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first, Sam Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
I mean, the bad news other than the fact that my voice is all, like, wonky. Can you hear that?
It sounds deep and raspy.
Deep and raspy.
Froggy. A little froggy.
What happened? Were you yelling?
Well, you got COVID.
I don't have COVID, and I have not been yelling. I just feels a little off.
The weather is changing.
Been all over the place, yeah. But let's start
today. My wife was sick for like a week and a half.
Was she really?
Yeah. But that wasn't COVID.
It's going around.
So I don't know.
Is it going around, Dave?
A couple people.
Is that what you're telling yourself, Dave?
No, a couple
like
people around
normal
here have been sick.
Colds and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is, Dave. Just a normal cold.
Why are you trying to?
You're the only one who hasn't gotten COVID.
Why are you
yet?
Trying to COVID me?
I'm not trying to. This is baby style COVID. Me and Mahoney over here, we had the OG.
Yeah.
Oh, don't act like you're COVID hipsters.
We are.
We got it before. It was cool.
If you get COVID today, I'll be like, okay, see you in 3 days, bucko.
Yeah.
We were down.
Joe
Mahoney
Biden got past this in 3 days.
Yeah. You got this, dude. I'm just teasing.
All right.
I mean, Bossy Rossi is feeling under the weather as well.
Did you guys make out?
I mean, obviously. So if you don't know the story, Bossy Rossi used to be our boss, and he is now back, and as is ceremony here at the radio station. Anytime that a new executive comes back, I always French kiss them.
And they promoted him to V penis.
V penis, yeah.
So he's been
regional V penis. he's got different hoes in different area codes.
Yes, he does.
And I'm one of them. So anyway, let's get started. So some bad news today. A woman found a bear had trapped itself in her car, which is pretty awkward.
Did he just open the door?
She thought her vehicle was malfunctioning because the horn and the lights were going off. And when she went out to see what was going on, she go, oh, there's a whole ass bear in my car. Startled, she ran back inside, called for help. The bear trapped itself inside of her vehicle for more than 3 hours. And I don't know what you would expect with a bear kind of freaking out in the inside of your car for 3 hours. Not great, because the bear, rather anxious.
You pooping there?
Had defecated in her vehicle.
Oh, man, there's nothing worse than a big old bear poop. There's twigs. There's berries. There's dirt.
How big do you think, what do you think the weight of a bear poop is?
Half a pound.
It's
if you go to the deli section and you get it, thinly shaven.
I would say much more than half a pound.
How much does a bear poop
weigh? But, you know,
weigh?
With a half a pound of, thinly shaven meat from the deli, it compiles up higher than if you were to do the thick slice.
Sure, yeah.
So, I feel like it's...
Do bears poop in bologna slices?
I feel like, you know what I mean by that? I feel like it's a half a pound of just upward.
I would say 6 pounds.
It's depending on the bear, but the most common bear, black bears, which are basically just large raccoons, half a pound to one whole pound. But what you forget to take
into account. I know my bear poop.
You were right.
But what you don't take into account here is how much poop actually weighs. So that is a monstrous amount because for us to defecate an entire pound, it would be 15 to 20 body movements.
Mahoney, you're really? A bear. You're a bear in the community as well.
I would be an otter.
Oh, an otter.
I'm somewhat athletic.
Stop.
That's I've been told.
In the summer, he said he's taking a little bit of a break. It's too hot. It's 100-ish.
Is that what otters do? Is they don't walk during the summer because it's too hot?
See, that's actually kind of more of a bear. You're in your hibernation period.
Yeah.
In the summertime?
I've been swimming a lot, though.
Also, hang on. I'm very upset by what you just said. It's going to take me 15 to 20 bowel movements to lose a pound because every time that I take a healthy slam, I'm like, I should weigh myself.
Do you weigh yourself?
I just lost 3 pounds for sure.
Then you step on it and you're like,
nah.
Yeah. I mean, it's close.
Well,
it is
many.
Nice.
Five to six. So okay. I overestimate a little bit. But still, that's still a lot to get to,
Is that why people get addicted to laxatives? I
can't imagine getting addicted to laxatives. The only time I've ever taken a laxative was against my will when I lost the dumbass game. And
they forced laxatives
down. Dave did. Well, yes.
We're all playing the same game. It was laxative roulette to see who was going to take the laxative and then have to poop.
And Dave rigged it
against
me.
I feel like you rigged it.
I did rig it against him. Yeah.
That is such a bad friend.
No. It was pretty funny.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Audrey, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
So in your newly single ventures, mm-hmm. have you found yourself sending naughty text messages?
What?
No, I mean, just like, I feel like that's...
What? You think it was, that was going somewhere else?
What? Yeah. I was what? Like, who's doing that?
You're not doing that?
Oh.
No. Yes? Me? Yeah.
No.
No? Okay. The reason
I'm look at this sweet angelic face. Don't you see the angelic glow around me? It's perfect for a selfie when I'm sending a personal nude.
I think he means like racy
text messages.
Like
oh no, I'm so awkward. There's no
really?
Way. Oh my gosh. Don't you feel it was like? So I've been reading all these romance novels recently, and it is not like how with the Fabio cover like romance novels of like the 80s and 90s.
Right? Not Danielle
Steele.
About
like the member or whatever. It's worse. Like they talk
much more aggressive.
I mean, because it's just in today's terms, right? Like you can get away with a lot more by what you're talking about. And as I'm reading this, I'm like, I actually was thinking this last night. I can't believe some people have just like the natural ability just to talk with just so much just like sexiness and swag. I think that I would just be blushing the entire time.
So one of my biggest issues with that when I was courting people when I was single mm-hmm. and even like I never did this with my wife either, but like all the like hot talk or whatever, the texting that like I'm gonna do this XY,
it's kind of cringy.
It never you first off no I'm not first yeah no I'm not
you'll be
just,
vastly disappointed.
I'm not gonna rip your clothes off and then make love to you like you've never been made love to before.
It's
a Tuesday.
Again, I think you're right, Audrey. It's very cringe. And I was like, for me, I just could never, I don't know, never turn me on.
Y'all are boring.
I think that there's a difference between like whenever you're kind of like teasing it, then like the whole shebang. You know what I mean? Like it's like, I can't wait to see you so we can do this.
I also feel
not like I'm going to take your clothes off and blah, 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 blah.
Also, there's the people with like the dirty talk. Like I would laugh if, like, I'm trying to say something, like, super sexy.
He's rolling his eyes at us right now,
you guys are
honey.
Lame.
How are we lame?
You're
I feel
so
like we're just
lame.
Very real.
No, you're not very real. You're boring.
Well, like,
I
you're,
am not
you're,
boring.
You're like
boring,
Dave.
Boring.
I don't want a woman
boring,
like, you're a dirty boy or, you know, what? I don't know what you'd say.
Or daddy.
Yeah.
No. Anything but that.
Okay.
So the reason I bring it up is because turns out that sexting is not something that is our generation. Exclusively. Like, that is obviously a part of our generation.
Okay.
And, I mean, like, even if you think back to the old chat rooms, you know, like, that's where some of the... At least that was my first foray into it, right?
I would have thought it would have gone back to, like, the war times.
No. It goes way back before that.
Yeah.
So
there
was actually... Somebody published a series of unusual ads from a British newspaper between 1850 and 1855... And they were made up of a series of seemingly random letters. 200 years later, a group of codebreakers were able to decrypt some of the messages. And it turns out they were essentially like the, as far as we know, the original sex messages where they were sending messages.
Yeah.
Their lovers,
but it was via newspaper, and they were encoded.
Oh my god!
And they were
so
saying,
hot.
It's like tugging your left ear,
kind of.
So okay, what
earlobe? Not your whole ear.
Mahoney, you said that you were pretty good at history. 1855. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of smells were coming from 1855?
Nasty, bad smells.
There weren't showers.
Dude, like
really.
Hygiene up until like the early 1900s was pretty damn. Like,
again, y'all are boring. You're like, oh, it's so smelly.
I mean,
like,
Dave.
When you think about Westworld, those people didn't smell good. It was still hot.
No, it wasn't. No,
it was
that's
hot
Hollywood
outside.
Hot. That's
yeah.
Hollywood hot.
Yeah,
that's nobody looked like anything.
You're
like
in
that.
A saloon. Somebody's playing that little weird piano in the corner.
Half the teeth are gone.
Yeah, perfect.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
We always tell kids to stay away from strangers and fans with candy. But as soon as the ice cream truck drives by,
Message deleted.
There is something to be said about the fact that most of the people that I recall, even as a kid, that were driving the ice cream trucks, creepy as hell.
I love the ice cream man so much. There was nothing that brought me more joy as a child than the ice cream man, for real. Like, my biggest tantrums and breakdowns as a child were due to not having enough money for the ice cream man.
Didn't you, like, go, like, stand in front of the ice cream truck?
Oh, I extorted my parents.
Yeah.
I'm causing a scene in front of the house.
Talking about how they hit you.
I never ever was really allowed to have the ice cream man, and I lived in such a rural area that ice cream man, if he ever did come by,
like swans or something ever come by?
No, nothing. No. I mean, the ice cream truck, I mean, seriously, if it ever did come by, it was once every 3-4 months. And in
are
the
ice cream trucks still a thing?
Occasionally
there will be one that drives through my neighborhood,
really?
But it's so inconsistent, and there's not a ton of kids in my neighborhood. There's a decent amount, but not enough to, like, maybe warrant that it's a route.
I just feel like the ice cream truck.
I don't hear them in the house, though.
We were talking about that the other day, right? Like, when we were kids, we were constantly outside, and there would just be children everywhere.
Yep.
Like, you're squatted up with your boys riding around on your BMX bikes, or you're out front playing with your group of friends.
Only time you're outside now, like, what if you're maybe in the pool? If you have a pool or a friend who's got a pool?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's not gaggles of children just hanging out
in front yards anymore. Yeah.
Did you guys know that regionally the ice cream truck song is different?
No. Yeah.
It's not the same.
Well, they tried to cancel, or they did cancel. Was it Turkey in a Straw? Is that the one they canceled?
What? They canceled?
I've never even... What's a turkey in a straw?
Producer Pajamas.
Turkey in the Straw?
I think they did. I believe so because, it was a, like, pretty racist song.
I don't even know what Turkey in a Straw is.
It has lyrics.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. I mean, it's a banger, like, as far as melody goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I think it just has some not great. I didn't look that far into it.
I don't even know what that is.
Turkey in a Straw?
I'll look it up.
You know the song.
I mean, I see it right here, but I mean...
I'm pulling up the little jingle.
So what the first thing that pops up is the racist history of the ice cream trucks.
Yeah. What? Yeah, there's an article I read like 5 or 6 years ago. This guy.
Over your shoulder.
I thought it was Do Your Ears Hang Low.
I don't know.
Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow?
Isn't that a rap song?
That's also a rap song, they got that from that jingle or that melody or whatever.
I mean, now that you play that, it does sound racist.
Well, that's just because
there's a banjo, it sounds racist.
Oh, tell me the name of banjos. Mumford and Sons would like to have a word.
Everyone except for
the guy
from Mumford and Sons got canceled for being
racist.
Wasn't
it the banjo player?
Yes, it was the banjo player. The one band with a banjo where you're
was
like, at least they're from the UK.
He was seriously
so they're not
a banjo
racist.
Player.
Of
you're
course
kidding.
He was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
of
kidding.
Of course he was.
Yeah, yeah. Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, so this just happened to me, and I want to see if it happens to you or anyone else. You ever fallen asleep in a movie theater? And if you have, which movie was it?
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah. I've fallen asleep in quite a few movies.
Really?
Over the years. Yeah, I fell asleep in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is the last movie that I remember falling asleep in.
It was boring?
No, because I saw it a second time, and when I was seeing it a second time, I was with my mom, and I had stayed up like all night long or something playing games, or I can't remember exactly what I was doing, but I remember falling asleep in Guardians of the Galaxy
2. Did she wake you up?
No.
She just let you sleep?
I don't know if she knew I was sleeping, but because it's a very exciting movie.
You don't snore?
Not when I'm sitting up. Only when I'm like on my
back. Yeah.
Man.
I was on a date recently and
Audrey.
He fell asleep.
Oh, he fell asleep?
In the new Thor movie.
Wow.
He fell asleep on your date?
I mean, we know each other, so it wasn't like a weird thing.
Nah.
But I was like,
you wake him
up? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, you're boring date.
It was in the movie theater. Nah. It wasn't my fault. It was the movie's fault.
No, was it?
Yeah, what do you mean? Don't you make me insecure.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
You know what is not fair when it comes to nature? I mean, I think about a lot of things that freak me out in nature.
Nature is straight up metal, Dave.
No, it is. Australia is the most metal place on Earth, right? As far as nature goes?
It's one of them.
It's up there.
Where would you say? I feel like metal also could be like something that's very barren. very soft, like,
I don't think,
and, like, going extinct. Like, things are just dying
there.
I feel
like
the climate.
Not everything's trying to kill you besides the sun. Like, when you're in a barren place, the sun is trying to kill
you. But in Australia, the
sun
is trying to kill you and everything
Spiders,
else is.
Jacked-ass kangaroos. What's up with them jacked-ass kangaroos? What regiment are they on?
Yeah, like...
Isn't that crazy that they evolved into that? Like, what is a marsupial? Why does it have an outward pouch that some, like, jelly bean version of it just
Why
grows?
Do you have an outward pouch and
like
pecs?
It. And biceps,
yeah,
like
jet
quads out of this world.
They spend
yeah.
some time in the pen.
They do CrossFit. They probably really do CrossFit. No. Do they just, like, do they work out to
I
get
mean,
like that?
They're hopping everywhere.
Okay, so that goes for their legs. What are they doing yeah, with like those what, arms?
How are
abs?
You that jacked up top when all you do is hop around?
Just nature, man.
Do they go on all fours? That tail.
The tail. The fact that they can be on the tail and then also, like, just kick the ever-living hell out of you.
That's where they really get you.
Yeah. No, so the reason why I bring it up is because things that are not fair in the wild, jacked kangaroos, also snakes swimming.
Gross.
I don't
it.
Like.
Seriously
I hate
gross.
Snakes swimming, man. That freaks me out so much. I've run into that a couple times in my life, seeing snakes swimming across the top of a lake.
And
yes,
underwater snakes too. How?
So in South Carolina, there's this lady whose name is Michelle Robert, and she was walking along the beach.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
And took a picture of it. It was a rattlesnake
swimming.
How? Mm-hmm. How did they get? That's,
I have no idea.
They
well, rattlesnakes are in Florida. I do know that.
Rattlesnakes are all over the place.
Yeah.
So, which is so weird to me. How? That feels so invasive. That feels like an invasive species to South Carolina. Like, the rattlesnake shouldn't, especially a swimming one, kill like, it before it evolves further.
One more thing to worry about, because this was in the surf, in the ocean.
Ew.
One more thing to worry about in the ocean, as if everything in the ocean isn't already concerning.
And it's rattle. Probably.
Does it work?
Well, it might not. It might get, like, filled up with water.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how that works.
It no?
Doesn't,
no. Okay, so let's think about this for a second. How the hell do those rattles work?
Yeah, Mahoney, and also, you know so much.
Why do rattlesnakes have rattles? Is it just to mess with us? Because it's like,
it's
I'm a rattlesnake.
Sign.
I think it's
a warning.
I know it's a warning sign, but why do they want to warn us?
So they don't bite us. They don't want to hurt us.
They don't?
No.
Rattlesnakes are vicious.
If they feel like somebody's coming up on their turf.
They do have predators.
Yeah.
Are you acting
mongoose?
Oh, yeah, mongoose.
Yeah, they are. I saw so many mongooses. Mongoose?
Mongai.
when I was in Hawaii. They brought them there to, like, hunt, I think it was, like, rodents. And then they became the invasive species. So then they brought cats. And now cats are also an invasive species all over Hawaii. But there are, like, tons of, like, mongooses all over that bitch.
Didn't they just do that in, like, Chicago?
What?
I swear. I think
they brought
just
in a bunch of mongoose?
Cats.
Oh, cats?
In Disneyland and Disney World, there are entire Instagram pages that are dedicated to the cats of Disneyland who do hunt the mice. And they live there full time.
Are they nice cats?
I don't think so.
I mean, probably not.
I mean, they're feral-ass like cats who live outside who hunt mice for a living, which if you're hunting a mouse at Disneyland, doesn't that seem kind of...
That's prime fatty mouse.
No, I mean, like...
No, that's messed up, man. Like, what if it's Remy?
What if
or
it
Mickey's
is
cousin?
Mickey?
It's the Movie Quote Quiz on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So the Movie Quote Quiz is a little bit of nostalgia. I'm sure you guys have seen these movies at some point throughout your life, but the challenge is obviously... You only have a few seconds to figure this out. So there's like 15, 20 seconds of each one of these clips. And Audrey, since you have not been around as long as Mahoney, and you also don't brag about being a cinephile like he does, you get the option of going first or second on the first
one. Well, don't sell me short, Dave, because last week I believe that I was the victor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Mahoney is full of it. You are much, much better at this game.
We will see what kind of collusion our new producer has produced for us
producer
today.
Producer pajamas.
I'm going to go first,
okay.
Please, Dave.
Here you go. Good luck to you. If you are not able to get it, then Mahoney will have a chance to steal.
Go on. Kill me, Tua, just as you killed my wife.
I didn't kill your wife.
As I told Lady Freeze when I pulled her plug, this is a one-woman show.
Ah!
I mean, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say Batman.
Which one, though?
Oh, it is a Batman movie.
It's a specific one.
It's a George Clooney one.
But what's that one called?
I don't know. I'm saying it's George Clooney.
That doesn't answer
the
name.
That's pretty close. Batman.
Forever.
And
Robin.
It's not Batman Forever and Robin, Dave.
No, it's Batman and Robin. She just said Forever.
There's so many Batmans.
Wait, that's why this is, like, would you say that about Harry Potter? There's specific Harry Potters. There's specific Batmans. Batman
like
and
Batman
Robin.
You don't make the rules around here. Audrey gets a point.
You know the Batman.
Isn't that the Tim Burton version?
No. I mean, Tim Burton was an executive producer on most of those early Batmans, but that one was a Joel, not Hollander, but Joel.
Joel Hollander.
It was somebody like that. It was one of those, like, dumb action directors who.
Okay, no one cares. Here we go.
Come and play with us. Come and play with us, Danny. Forever and ever and ever.
Is that The Shining?
It is. Well done.
That is horrifying. I did not like that. I'm going to have nightmares. Mahoney and I both looked at each other when that organ went bling. Total suspense.
Why would they do that to us?
I don't know, because my headphones are very loud right now.
Okay, Audrey, here you go on to number three. You're first on this one.
I did this for you. You wanted me to be more responsible. I can't raise this kid alone.
You know, you remind me of my oldest grandson. You don't think things through.
Hey, old man River, zip it or I'll break your hip.
I'd like to see you try it.
Shut up, Sid. How could you misconstrue the situation so badly?
I don't know.
Okay. Adam Sandler raising a kid on his own.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be. It's got to be. God, there's so those two movies.
Oh,
are
you're right
I
there.
Blend
you're right there.
Them together. Uh-huh. These are not my answers, but these are the two that are in my head right now. Happy Gilmore is the golfing one. Mm-hmm. Billy Madison is not the other one.
Dave, hit the.
Hold on, she said these are not her answers. So
that
what
is such you because you would have you would have clicked it had she got it right. 5 seconds.
Shut up! You don't make the rules around here.
3 seconds.
25 seconds.
Two
Take
seconds.
Your time. 6 minutes.
I can't think of it.
You're very close.
Am I?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Mahoney with the steal. How disappointing.
They're all the same. They are Adam Sandler's the Linkin Park of movies. It's just him flipped and reversed in a ton of in other baggier outfits.
But do you not think that he is doing more fulfilling movies now? Like with
fulfilling
Netflix?
Movies.
I enjoy Adam Sandler. That's actually not a knock.
All
he's funny.
Is like romantic comedies that are based in tropical locations.
Uncut Gems and the other one that he just did on Netflix, like where he's just playing like a sports agent or whatever. Like he's
that
playing way more grimy
yeah.
roles now.
Yeah.
You were talking about how much you love
Hubie Halloween.
I did love Hubie Halloween, and I also loved the movie with him and Jen Aniston whenever they...
That's Murder Mystery.
Yeah,
is what it's called?
I actually really like that one, too. He's right. A man of many talents. That's
Mahoney,
all I'm saying.
You can get the win right here.
This gentleman thinks a mistake's been made.
My plant manager is somewhere on this train. If it leaves with him on it, it'll disrupt production, and the armaments board will want to know why.
Is he on the list?
Yes, sir. It's a Stern.
Well, the list is correct, sir. There's nothing I can do.
There's a German voice in there.
Oh, boy.
Stop helping.
I need to hear that one more time.
No.
Yes.
This gentleman thinks a mistake's been made.
My plant manager is somewhere on this train. If it leaves with him on it, it'll disrupt production, and the armaments board will want to know why.
Is he on the list?
Yes, sir. It's a Stern.
Well, the list is correct, sir. There's nothing I can do.
5 seconds.
So they're on a train.
Shut your mouth.
Murder on the Orient Express?
No. Audrey, they're on a train. They're German. They're talking about a list.
Schindler's List.
Nice. I don't know how you got that. Well done.
Now, why would you do that to us? Why would you do that to us?
They're talking about a list.
Why would you do that to us?
Okay, Audrey 2, Mahoney 2. You can win it right here, Audrey. What a comeback victory this will be. You ready?
Let's go.
Would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. That way Lumberg can't see me. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah. I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working.
There is
for the win.
Nothing.
Come on.
One more time.
Lumberg,
huh?
Dave,
what?
I don't even
stop
know.
Stop trying to
help. That doesn't help me anything. That doesn't help me none.
Talking about going into the office?
Dave.
Staring at space.
Walk us through a typical day for you.
Yeah. Great. Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. That way Lumberg can't see me. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Is that Back to the Future?
Space out? Yeah, I just stare at my desk, but it looks like...
It sounds like Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, we're going to need you to go ahead and answer.
That is not that. That's
no,
Ron,
no, no,
That's Ron Livingston.
It's Ron Livingston? It sounds like Michael J. Fox.
It is not.
Okay, Ron Livingston, you
5 seconds.
If only
come
I
on.
Knew who Ron Livingston was.
We're going to need you to go ahead.
Dave.
Answer the question.
Is that Office Space?
It is for the win. How
did she does not win.
How did she get that? That is unbelievable.
That is, wow,
she is so good.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
Mahoney, I have some bad news for you and you alone, since you are the only person in this world that likes this stupid show.
What's that, Dave?
But Witcher Season 3 has been halted due to COVID.
Dave, I am not the only person who likes Witcher Season 3. Our new producer, Jordan, he also is a fan of the Witcher series.
Producer Pajamas, is that true or is Mahoney spreading fake news as usual?
No, it's true.
My wife and I were talking about Henry Cavill this morning when we were, she was getting ready for work. And
you're going to start her day with that type of arousal?
Well, she was talking about how, Tom Segura and his wife, Christina Brzezinski, they were talking about how they didn't realize how handsome Henry Cavill was because he was in one of the Mission Impossible movies. And he had a
mustache.
But it was a mustache. And a mustache can either really enhance somebody's face or take away. And he's a guy who's just too pretty. He does not need any sort of facial hair to cover up that beautiful skin of his.
You said too pretty. Is there such a thing as that? I mean, really? I mean, I ask that truly.
A dude?
I mean, I think that some people enjoy, like, classic looks, and then some people enjoy unconventional handsome.
Henry Cavill is not too pretty.
Dude,
you know who's too pretty? Mario Lopez.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's too pretty.
It's the dimples.
I feel like
they're surgically enhanced.
You think he got his dimples implanted?
I think he's done a lot to keep them dimples as deep as they are. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's in phenomenal shape and has a great head of hair.
And has never aged. The only thing that would do it for me for Mario Lopez is if he got like the dermal piercing in the dimple.
Oh, God, I hate those so much.
That just reminds me of 2004.
Yeah.
The scene.
Yes.
So this bums me out. Henry Cavill, I think, is a phenomenal actor. I'll say this. The Witcher Season 2 is one of those rare instances where Season 2 is much better than Season 1. So, and they're following the books,
not
the video game.
I literally was like a 4 minutes into the first season and I was out because that stupid spider fight.
Spider fight got me out, too.
Yeah, same.
A lot of people did. Give it another chance. It's pretty fun. If you liked Game of Thrones, I think it's as good. I mean, the graphics aren't the effects aren't as good, but the budget wasn't $30 million an episode.
All right, let me ask you guys this. Do you feel like COVID is, I mean, I know COVID is still real. Like, don't think that this is what I mean by that, but do you feel like people are using COVID as an out? Like, if it was due to lack of funding, do you think they would be funding, or do you think they'd be like COVID?
I think there's some.
It's just so easy.
I mean, we talked about that yesterday. I mean, like the whole Adele thing with her like canceling the residency, blaming it on COVID. Total BS.
Well, I just don't see
shutting down a movie production is to me. It's just you're just losing money.
Money on it.
You're gonna bleed money.
So, but I mean, COVID now, if it's going through your whole department, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to cancel why do you have to postpone it that far? Like, I mean, it doesn't really take that long.
to get through it.
Yeah, I mean, so Seth Meyers, speaking of COVID, had to cancel the show that he hosts that nobody watches. Has anyone here ever watched a single full episode?
No, I watched the clips.
I don't even see clips of his.
He has a really funny one with Rihanna where they get drunk.
I watched John Mulaney on his show when he announced that he was having a baby.
Uh-huh. I remember
but
that. Yeah.
Literally, that's the only time I've ever watched Seth Meyers' late night show. I love Seth Meyers on SNL. I thought he was a great Weekend Update host, but I mean, I think Colin Jost and Michael Che blow him out of the water.
Did they just cancel an episode?
So they had to cancel, I guess, a number of shows.
That's just so interesting to me.
But I mean, it's
a week.
It's actually Seth Meyers that tested positive. Somebody else.
I'm curious to see, though, speaking of the Mulaney and Seth Meyers connection, you know, I saw John Mulaney stand up, you know, what was it? It might have been last summer or, you know, 8 months ago, something like that. And hilarious, but obviously it was right after he came out of rehab and it was like one of his first shows back. And he was talking heavily about going back to rehab and everything and the intervention that was there, and Seth Meyers being there.
Oh, that's right. Seth Meyers was at the intervention.
Yes. It was probably, you know, like Nick Kroll was there and a couple other famous people, but, you know, to hear John Mulaney talk about that with Seth Meyers, and, you know, it's a very serious subject, and them talking about it, it's pretty wild, considering how buttoned up I thought John Mulaney was.
John Mulaney being a cokehead is just, like, the weirdest celebrity news that I can ever recall.
And I still feel like it's fake. Yeah. Like, I mean, I still feel like it's a bit.
I mean, even when he's like, yeah, I was hiding, like, cocaine, like massive amounts of cocaine from my friends.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, this is a joke, right?
And he, like, got it from his painter or whatever it was, like his maintenance guy or something like
that. That just probably goes to show how great of a writer he is, because he did present himself as this character that's so button up, so nerdy, like kind of you don't know if he's gay or not. You know, like he just he's not. I mean, we know that, but he kind of paints himself like that.
There's this whole other side to John Mulaney that's just fascinating.
And it's just riddled in cocaine.
Yeah.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How do you find the thing that your kids love doing? Do you just, like, try everything and see what sticks?
Message deleted.
Kids love everything. Like, that's like, no, I mean, for the most part, right? It's like kids find the joy in so many things. Like, us adults are such grumps.
See, no, I think he's talking about, like, how do you find their pastimes? Because I got put into a ton of pastimes, like karate, did not like karate, hated soccer. The only sport I really liked as a kid, hated baseball, loved playing hockey. That was the one that, like, for me.
How dare you betray your volleyball past?
No, I was a teen. I was in high school when I started playing volleyball. I'd never played volleyball until ninth grade gym, and then they approached me to be like, hey, you're tall and are uncoordinated enough to not be on the basketball team. You should play men's volleyball. We're starting a team this year.
I feel like if you're putting your kids to stay active, like you're kind of putting them in a bunch of different things to stay active, and it's also social. So you figure out like what they enjoy as they're learning at a young age. But I think as far as certain things,
as a parent, when they get older,
they'll tell you.
I'm taking a different approach. I'm trying to get them involved in things that'll be great for me. So I'm trying to get my son involved in baseball because I'm a baseball fan, and then golf as well
because I just want to
travel around the world to beautiful golf courses.
Golf and tennis.
And watch my daughters play golf and tennis.
Dave, you are messing up so much.
Why?
Because golf takes forever, and they're never going to be good enough because you would already have to have your daughter and sons.
Now they would.
And yeah, like what they're doing in South Korea, they, like from the moment they're born, they're playing.
They're doing putt-putt.
Dude, our buddy Carlos, his son, he's like maybe 2 years older than your daughter.
Yeah.
And that kid has been playing since he was two. So it's like, but volleyball.
But you got a wakeboard, but
listen to volleyball.
Volleyball?
Volleyball. Games are quick. It doesn't cost. You don't have to invest a ton of money into anything, into equipment, fees, whatever. It's just a gymnasium.
And I will say, every volleyball player except for Mahoney is attractive.
Dude, I'll tell you this.
Beach volleyball.
Yeah. Young men who are looking to meet girls, go to volleyball games. Become the stats guy for the girls' volleyball team.
How did that work out for you, Mahoney? Well, did you get a lot of kisses?
I did date two girls who played on the volleyball team my senior year.
Two girls.
On the same
Not
team?
Not the same time, but like, yeah.
Oh.
But
oh, so that works. That's a good strategy.
But throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good strategy.
Because we became friends.
Yeah, volleyball girls always had the short shorts.
Dude, yes.
And that was like one that...
Every dude knows exactly what... Every person knows what we're talking about. Like, we have all watched...
I have
hours
watched.
of beach volleyball with no interest in the game whatsoever.
Dude, well, their bodies, their physiques. Yeah. I mean, just think about how hard it is for you just to walk in sand.
Yeah.
They're doing a whole game, an hour-long game.
Butts out. Perfect shape. Yeah, every last one of them.
And they're still, like, I mean, that's actually a game that I feel like you can play for a long time,
And it
too.
Was great for me because I was tall, and I liked tall women. So, worked out. I mean, I didn't marry him or nothing, but.
I mean, you didn't even, like, actually hook up with them, did you?
One did.
Went all the way?
Not all the way, but, you know, got an old-fashioned.
Like second base? Oh, an old-fashioned? Really?
Got an old-fashioned.
Oh.
Please leave
which, you know, I love
so much.
Hey, question. So, are any of you guys, like, we're like me, like planning out your funerals playlist. Like, I don't want no dull behind elevator music. Heck, I'm already dead. Like, you know, let's get it right. I mean, am I the only one?
Dude,
like, I mean, help me out.
There is only
deleted.
One song that needs to be played at every funeral. I mean, I feel like "Oh Danny Boy" or "Freebird" need to go the way of the dodo. Those are old school. "Drowning Pool." That's the only song that should be played at every funeral in America. That's it.
I went to a funeral that was very high tempo, we'll say. It was like there was a lot of like Broadway songs happening.
Really?
Yeah. It was a celebration. And I will say there was nothing weirder. I know how a lot of people like are like, I want my life to be celebrated. I don't want you mourning. If you've ever been to a celebration funeral, it feels weird.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Do you want to
all just be sad for like a couple hours, and then we all go get drunk and hook
I'm
up
sad
afterwards?
You're gone. Yeah. Like I don't want to sit here and be like doing the YMCA.
So I don't know if I'm weird or people think I'm insensitive for this, but there's been several funerals. I don't like funerals. Nobody does, but if you do, that's also weird. But I don't like going to them, and there's several funerals of people I've cared very deeply about who I didn't go to.
Hold on a second. So you won't...
That's hard, especially open caskets.
You won't go to weddings. You won't go to funerals.
No, I won't go to weddings that I think that the weddings are going to not make it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Sure,
I mean,
it does.
Just go for the free
food. It's not about
booze.
You. It's about them.
No, everything's about me.
Okay.
But also...
So if I were to die, would you go to my funeral?
If it's open casket, dude, I wouldn't be able to.
I mean, unless
I don't want that to be my final memory
I'll send
of you
video.
In a black T-shirt.
What if I look?
You're right, Audrey. Final memory. Like, at least you keep your other memories of like maybe it's like you remember the last time you saw them, and you don't want that to be the last time you saw
it's
them.
It's got to put it
it's
in
closure.
No,
I like closure.
It's not closure because your casket is quite literally the opposite of that. It's open, and I hate open casket funerals. Close the thing.
I just,
close it.
Just
I don't
just
get
cremate
that.
Me and not even have a funeral.
Is that not so weird that we do open caskets? We take all of...
Here's a
no,
dead body.
I can't even... Here's an empty dead body. Let's put some makeup on it.
Hell yeah, make me look good.
Yeah, we should put some fake lashes on you and
some
lip
fake
liner.
Lashes, yeah.
Why don't you do that while you're alive?
Please leave a message after
do some squats.
I just thought I would say, yeah, I hate ghosting. I think ghosting is the most rudest thing people can do to one another. Because you take your time out to talk to somebody, and then they just blow you off. They don't even answer to you.
Message
deleted.
Here's
the thing, though. So
that's
I get
Mary.
That because ghosting, I think there's levels to it, and it's a sliding scale. Some people truly don't get hints. And the only way that they're able to get the hint is if you just stop talking to them.
Or you have to be mean, and you don't want to be mean.
Right. I mean,
you're not a mean person.
Or you are an adult. And you tell them that you're not interested.
But they still don't listen.
And they're persistent.
Yeah. Yes. Because they think they're the main character, like me.
And that goes, again, for men and women. I've heard that from both sides. But, yeah, main character energy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got a ghost. Doesn't mean that you're a mean person.
Also,
and you owe no one anything.
That's Mary. She's been known to enjoy a Bartles and James, a wine cooler or two during...
Blueberry-flavored wine cooler.
During our show, Raspberry, this last time
that's
around.
Right,
day.
Yeah.
But she's been married for 25 years. When was she ghosted?
Yeah, who's ghosting you, Mary?
Yeah. You're happily
last person
married.
Thought it was very rude.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
Do you guys remember the death-defying things that you did as a child?
I should not be here today for all the dumb stuff that we tried to do as children and teenagers.
I think that we all kind of have that sentiment. You're like, how did I make it out alive? All of the stupid things that we did along the way, the total lack of safety precautions on so many levels, we should all be dead.
The dumbest thing I ever did, I jumped off the second story deck of a condo I was living in when I was drunk as hell to go fight somebody because they were blocking the door, so I jumped off the deck two stories up.
They were trying to keep you from leaving, so they were blocking the door to save you from yourself because you were hammered, and so you jumped off a two-story deck to go beat somebody up?
Yep.
Mahoney.
And then ran after him as they were driving away.
Smart. That was, so my son is 2 years old, and he is already the king of doing stupid stuff. So I'll give you a perfect example of this. I don't know why he decided to take his diaper off to do this. So we have a staircase in our house that's kind of, it's like a curved staircase, if that makes sense,
right? Spiral, but it's
not a spiral, but it has a curve to it. And my son took off his diaper, so junk out, just being free as could be, and climbed on the outside of the railing all the way up.
Oh, that's
the
fun.
Outside of the staircase.
Who doesn't do that?
It's like a 20-foot drop.
And he's two.
And he's 2 years old. He's on the outside. My wife comes around the corner, and she's like, doesn't want to freak out. I wasn't home at the time. She's telling me about this.
So she just climbs up the stairs and grabs him?
So she doesn't want to scream because she doesn't want to startle him because he's also holding his bear. So he's got his little stuffed bear, which is cute as could be, under his arm. So he's naked with a stuffed bear holding on with one hand on the outside about 20 feet up. She doesn't want to yell because she doesn't want to startle him and make him fall.
What are you going to do about that for...
What do you
can't,
do?
You can't childproof that.
I was going to say, you can't childproof that area.
I mean, you never did that as a kid, though. I specifically remember climbing on the outside of stairs upstairs.
All the time.
Yes. Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Never naked, but.
Never naked holding a bear. He's one up to you.
I mean, sounds like he's got good upper body strength.
He does, yeah.
So very, I mean, similar stair story whenever I was, I think about his age, maybe a little younger. My mom and my dad at the time lived in an apartment complex. And, you know, a lot of the times whenever you live on a multi-story complex, the stairs, they have gaps.
Yes.
In the stairs. Yeah, like, they're not cemented to where if you were to fall or something were to drop, it has the potential to go through the
hole. Apartment stairs are probably the most unforgiving stairs that exist.
The ones that have rocks in them?
They
you
have.
What I'm talking about?
Yes, they're like that gravelly concrete.
Yes, I mean, they're good for keeping traction.
Sure.
But
it's gravelly concrete and metal, and that's all.
But your shin hits that, and it's sandpaper on that bitch.
Yeah.
So my mom, I had to have been old enough to know or reach the doorknob because my mom was doing something, and I somehow, some way, made it out of the front door, down a whole flight of those stairs. Backwards, because you know, whenever you're a kid, you kind of like scoot your butt downward.
Sure, yeah.
And she came out, not as composed as you said your wife was. She said, I was freaking out, screaming, and I never told your dad. Because he would have freaked out. Because, you know, like again, they were on, we'll say, the second or third floor. And if I would have fallen through the cracks of that, and my parents were young, or my mom was young, you know, so whenever my dad was at home, she was just kind of learning, you know, she was a 20-year-old mom. Learning how the whole process of being a mother works. So I'm sure she was like curling her hair, doing something, you know? And I used to do things like that all the time. I would hide from my babysitters. I had a babysitter that freaked out the entire time because she couldn't find me. And I was hiding so quietly.
How long did you hide for?
Until my parents came home and she was crying, freaking out because she couldn't find where I was.
You hid for multiple hours?
I hid for so long that, and I was... Quiet.
That is traumatizing.
She
thought she lost the whole ass kid.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
You know, everyone's looking for love in their own way, and some people take it to Craigslist. And we have scoured Craigslist to find the most interesting posts that people have put up. And I'm curious if, Audrey, you think any of these would work. Let's start with one that is a male for a female.
Okay.
It is entitled... You were the mom in the apartment I did some work in today.
Oh, no.
Ew, so
which
it's
is
the
creepy.
Maintenance man.
I've been in your house. You were the mom in your son's apartment I was working on today. You are very attractive. We both talked about the job I was doing while I was there. There was also another mom in there as well. I know this is a long shot, but in case you see this, tell me what work I was doing and also what you were wearing.
So I don't think it'll work. No? I actually had something similar to this happen. When we were moving, the person who...
yeah, he asked you for your IG handle, right?
Yeah.
Did you give it to him?
No. No, that was one guy. Another guy that was putting my roommate's bed together, they had each other's phone numbers, and he thought I was the person, like, he thought that was me. So he was, like, messaging...
her?
Her, thinking that it was me. So,
hate it.
With that being said... if you are a person who does work at other people's homes, that is the most unprofessional and the creepiest, grossest thing possible.
Unless you look like Joe Manganiello in a tank top.
I mean, look.
Oh,
nothing...
yeah. There's blue collar sexy, baby. Don't
no,
get
I'm
that
saying,
twisted.
No, I'm saying Joe Manganiello.
They're sexy. Nothing is creepy if you are super hot. Nothing.
But still.
But you got to know. You got to have some self-awareness.
And that's what's missing.
If you are moving, if you're fixing something in somebody's house, you're moving them in, let them... there's plenty of horny housewives or plenty of horny women who are living in apartments of their own or whatever that will make the first move.
Speaking of blue collar sexy, this is entitled The Lady at Harbor Freight Tools.
Okay.
This is a male for a female. We met and spoke for a moment. I asked for your number and you told me to call, but I lost the number from my phone. I really wanted to come over. I hope you see this and respond. Thanks, Rick.
Lost the number in the phone, huh?
How does that happen?
That means that he deleted it because he's got a wife.
Uh-huh. Rick. this is female for male. Ginger guy at Comic-Con. Don't know if you'll see this, but I hope you do. Saw you looking at the weird menu in the lobby at the Manchester Grand Hyatt on Thursday. You had glasses on that wrapped around your ear. I was the girl with the huge blue Funko bag. Hell yeah. I regret not getting your number.
If you see somebody and you're in a place where you're normally not at, like, shoot your shot, right? Because chances are you will never see that person ever again in your entire life.
Okay, you guys have to guess on this one. We're guessing who this is for. Like, is it male for male? Is it male for female? Is it female for female or female for male? It involves a parking lot.
Male for male.
Male for male, yeah.
Every time. Every time. Every time.
We are the horniest.
It's entitled Guy in Parking Lot.
Oh.
You were in the parking lot at Target, and your shopping cart got away from you and hit the bumper of my Jeep. You apologized, and I said, no harm, no foul. You walked away, but kept looking back and smiling. The Greek letters on your T-shirt happened to be the same Greek letters I wore at uni, albeit a long time ago. If that smile meant you wanted to chat, hit me up.
Why don't you...
this is fan fiction.
Try bumping something besides that cart into my bumper.
See,
that's why I think it's fan fiction.
I am so offended that I've never been... gay hit on in a parking lot. It happens all of the time.
Well, because you were just so
never,
like,
not once.
You've got A-line.
Is that what it is? I'm just
straight
too,
to your car.
Yeah,
you don't. You don't. You have. I'm a very heterosexual old guy vibe.
You have just cis white male. just coming out of your pores. Yeah.
That's. I'm gonna go lounge in parking lots today and just see what happens.
You got to wear those shorty shorts that your wife likes.
Yeah.
Then the hoochie daddies
and do deep lunges everywhere you're going.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney. You said you hooked up with your friend's ex-girl. Did you ever tell your friend?
Message deleted.
I did, and that was probably a mistake.
No, she told him, right?
Well, I mean, he and I had a conversation after the fact.
Yeah, but she told him.
Her and I had a conversation that I was going to, and then she
told him beforehand.
Yeah, and that was a dick move on her part.
What are you morons doing? Just shut up. Shut up.
We were in our 20s, Dave.
Stop.
We didn't know any better.
Yes, you do. You're in your 20s. You're like 27.
My mid to late 20s were all drunk. Look, I was drunk every day.
A mistake was made.
Yeah.
You did not need to make a second mistake by telling him. The only reason why you guys told him is because you both felt guilty.
Guilt.
And so,
well, no, we thought somebody else was going to tell him because we were out in public. Yeah, we were. We were at an event. We were at a station event.
Huh.
And then I went back to my house
with
other people who knew also knew him, and we all, you know, so it's like figured it's probably better.
That's not how I recall it. I recall it that you guys felt bad about what you did, and you should have.
Yeah,
because
we did.
It was a dirty move.
You say that it's not a dirty move until now, though.
No. What are you talking? Like, this was his longtime girlfriend for many, 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 many years.
They were broken up.
They broke up temporarily.
No, that's untrue. No, that is untrue.
Okay.
That is untrue.
I mean, it was his longtime, like, love of his life girlfriend.
You guys homies or, like?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we were good friends.
Really good friends.
We still are good friends. Because that's how good friends are. We stay good friends.
Took a little hiatus there. Yeah.
So, okay, may I ask a question?
Sure.
So, was she flirting with you and you were just like, all right.
They're both just hammered, right?
Yeah. Blackout drunk. I mean, just like.
And y'all were just like kind of in the moment.
We were good. Her and I were also good friends, and we were also drunk.
It was a very tight-knit group of friends that we had at the time. And I would say there's probably like 12, you know, 12-ish people in this like very tight group. You know, we worked together. We hung out all the time outside of work, you know, partied together, all of that stuff. But, I mean, like, it was him and her were together for a long time.
They were.
Lived together the whole bit.
Yeah.
And
but they were not living together when that happened. It was, to be fair, it was a year after they
had
broken up.
We all agree that definitely broke bro code. Like, you do not do that in that situation. And
in retrospect.
It was a mistake.
Yeah.
But you guys got past it, and you're still good friends.
It's fine.
So worked out great.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, would I have done it again? No.
If you were that drunk, maybe.
No. It's here's the thing. I don't even know if we actually did it.
Yes, you
we
do.
We don't know. We were both blacked out.
Oh, this is...
Yes,
this
you're
is
such
some...
a liar.
Zero recollection.
Because you told me... Well, I don't know if I should go into too many details, but...
Zero
you know how, like, when you wake up after doing certain things...
It's
and
sticky.
It's just like you go to use the restroom and it just shoots out to the
side.
Oh, no. Please leave a message after the tone.
Never happened.
Mahoney, seriously, man? Seriously. I back you up on the Texas Roadhouse and you had to go and say, rise against... Mahoney, just shaking my head at you, man. Shaking my head at you. And,
message deleted.
I like Rise Against just fine.
They're fine. It's fine.
They're a little pretentious.
I like Tim. I like the guys in Rise Against. Always nice, cool dudes. But are they one of my favorite bands? No. Are they a band that I would remember?
They're a fun band to see
live.
They are. They're great live.
But
yeah.
Am I going to remember? I can't. Other than like Swing Life Away. I can't even tell you, like, one name of the song that they do. I can hear them and say, well, that's a Rise Against song. But same thing with Linkin Park.
Prayer of the Refugee, Audience of One.
Sure.
Really?
Those are songs, but I don't know the titles of them.
You said those are songs. Yeah, those are songs.
Those are songs.
Those are songs.
Excellent observation.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I'm thoroughly convinced, and Audrey, I need you to back me up here, that the reason that women's fashion, pants, dresses, and such does not have pockets or deep pockets where you could store anything in at all is simply because of the fact that they would lose billions upon billions in sales every year in purses, handbags, and wristlets. And that's why they design women's clothes like that. Let me know what you think.
Message deleted.
It's a pretty good take. I mean, that or we don't need to carry wallets because we want men to pay for our stuff.
Because daddy's paying.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Mahoney, why would you ask me this question when you already know the answer?
What's that question, Dave?
The question is, have you ever seen somebody watching porn at work? You know full well that I have definitely been privy to somebody watching porn at work. It's my old boss. Remember that story?
I do remember the story,
He was
Dave.
Going through a midlife crisis, and I don't think his wife let him... at home.
Okay, so
and this
how
is pre cell phone,
you?
Right?
Pre cell phones.
How old were you?
I was 20, maybe 22 or so.
How old was he?
He was mid 40s.
Okay, so you're saying midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Y'all are both inching towards mid 40s.
Uh-huh.
You were trying to give him the
early 40s. For
early
me.
40s. I'm sorry.
Only 40.
I'm
right
early
now.
40s as well.
Okay, early 40s. but you guys are in your 40s.
Yeah.
You gave him the benefit of the doubt by saying he was having a midlife crisis.
He was having a midlife crisis because he was a, on the surface, happily married man, which he clearly was not. He was doing a metric F-ton of cocaine on a regular basis.
Oh.
And he was hooking up with people in just plain sight. I mean, like, obviously cheating.
Without a care.
Like, there would be record reps that would come into town, and they would go to a strip club together, and they would, like, pay the stripper. They would go back to the hotel room. He would be hooking up with the stripper in front of the record. It was
wild. Things are wild in the radio industry 20 years ago. That is just not even now. I mean, I feel like if I wear, like, something that's not, like... covering my entire body in 2022, I feel like people are like, whoa, that's just on. having sex on the couches that were in the studio.
Well, so the wild part is that he was coming to work, and he hosted the morning show at the time. He would come into work, and he would go to town on himself in his office.
He's a sex addict.
Maybe, sure. But he thought that nobody could see him, but he would have the lights on in his office, and the door was closed, but then people would be out back of the building smoking a cigarette, and they would be able to clearly see in while he's just in there just going to town on himself.
So, like, what was it like? What was his thing like? Was it, like,
what
impressive?
Was his junk like?
Yeah,
I never saw his junk. There was a guy that he threatened to fire. He said, quote, I can twist two wires together and replace you. He was, like, the late-night guy, but he would go out back and smoke a cigarette. You know, because he was just a smoker.
Okay.
And he was walking around one late night / early morning having a smoke. And he looks over and he sees this guy that just threatened to fire him by twisting two wires together, going to town on himself. And this is pre-cell phone.
So you can't prove it.
He brought a video camera because this guy would do this every single day before he hosted his morning show.
I can't imagine going to town on myself before we would host a show.
Yeah, I don't think, in fact, I can emphatically say that I've never woken up in the morning and gone to town on myself before I've come to work. Audrey, you have this look on your face.
I'm sure I have.
Really?
I'm sure.
Really?
Or have adult relations before the show.
Have you ever done it during the show when we were at home during the COVID times?
No.
You liar.
I did it between the shows before because I was on air after.
Yeah, man, shits are downtime.
I had like 30 minutes to kill.
Yeah.
I showered and then I was whatever.
Better than board eating.
Yes. I mean, I just needed to get, that's how I would get my mental creativity flowing. So I understand this guy. He's got to loosen up.
Take the edge off a little bit.
Yeah,
so when I first.
Pretty bored. There was nothing else to do during COVID other than just like touch yourself and work.
Yeah. Plenty of that. After
drink.
The show, always.
And drink.
Every day.
Multiple times. When I first started working at the radio station in 2004, it was like my first kind of like foray into being around a lot of other people because I was the late night guy at my old station. It was just me and one other guy in the entire like broadcasting building. But when I was here, every station had, you know, there was eight stations or seven stations, and there was a person at every single station. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, like I'd try to become friends. You didn't move to a new city. You don't really know anybody. I was trying to like meet everybody who was around, and there was one time I would take this little Razor scooter that we had in the studio, and I'd ride it to our sister station, which is like, you know, your soccer mom music station, you know, like where you're a bunch of nerds working there.
And then you call him a nerd, and you're riding up on a Razor scooter?
Yeah, you ride up to the station playing Andy Grammer on your Razor scooter.
We're playing Metallica.
Like you're hardcore.
We're playing Metallica.
Okay,
and Mahoney's like, nothing else matters.
Yeah, that's right.
Watch your ankles.
And this was like when we had slow-ass internet, and I just remember walking in on this dude working at that station who was watching on those old CRT monitors like some weird-ass hardcore porn at like 1 a.m. while, you know, and he wasn't even like doing anything,
just
which makes it even weirder because at least I get if you are going to town on yourself, you're working towards a goal, but it's like those, if you're just watching
it's like
it.
Those guys that put porn on at parties. You're like,
creep.
What are you doing?
That's Why such... was that ever a thing?
Yeah.
It doesn't make just, anybody horny.
Is it just trying to make it to where, yeah, is it trying to set the mood for
We're
hookups?
We're all not going
to
start hooking up because we see this on TV. It's
and also,
make us
there's 36 guys and four chicks. Yeah. Like,
very,
relax.
Like, maybe
four.
This is me.
What is it? who are these Don Juans? Four. One.
This might just not be correct, and somebody's probably going to eye-roll me, but it feels very, like, groomy. Like, you're grooming the area.
Yeah.
Like,
it's creepy, preparation
for, like, later. Yeah. Especially, I don't know, man. It's just so gross.
I think
if I were to show up and there was somebody who I caught through the window, like, doing any of the aforementioned...
What would you do if you ran into my old boss and he was doing that?
I would, first of all, scream. Or I think I would tell everyone I knew.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do because I think that that's such a private moment that I don't know if I would be like, oh my God, I can't believe I just caught you doing that. Or if I would feel so uncomfortable. I don't know how I would feel.
If I was that guy that he threatened to fire by twisting two wires together, I would just post up outside of his door. And
oh, if you
wait until
fire,
he's done and he walks out and you're like, what were you doing in there, buddy? What?
Fro in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney said, what about the people who used to put porn on during parties? Or excuse me, we're talking about people who used to put on porn during parties, but what about those people who used to drive up and down the street with porn playing on their dashboard?
I remember that so clearly in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, because there's the little strip down there that everyone cruises on, right? Mm-hmm. And it was back in the day when like the stereo scene was huge. And
you got
they
a
would
DVD
have
player.
The
it
DVD
was always
player.
Drug dealers.
And they would have the headrests with the big TVs, including like the flip down ones. And they would just be hardcore porn. And you're like, what girl is like, cool, let me hop on that ride.
I used to hang out with a guy in high school who had those. His name was, I remember, his name was Matt. Old Matt. He gave me, what is it?
The
mono. Oh. He gave me mono.
Oh, he gave you mono?
Son of love it. Mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
This game would be very easy if you didn't have such a filthy mind, and I'm talking to both of you, Mahoney and Audrey. Nothing.
You too.
Nothing. I know, but I have the clues over here. So, nothing dirty being said in any of these clips. You guys trying to figure out what's really being talked about without getting too distracted by these strategically placed bleeps. The first one is Dave the Redneck Schultz, and he is looking for something. You guys are playing this game together today, so feel free to talk
through.
Is this
somebody who we should know who that is?
I don't believe that Dave the Redneck Schultz is famous.
Is he like a pitcher? It sounds like a wrestler.
Probably like a wrestler, yeah.
An MMA artist?
Wrestler, old-timey.
Old-time wrestler, okay. So he is looking for something, and you're trying to figure out what it is. Here we go.
Last time I was in San Francisco, I went downtown looking for a You know what I mean. I wanted a I couldn't find no Now, you, Hulk Hogan, you belong in San Francisco. What's wrong with you, Gene? I'm telling you like it is, baby. You belong in San Francisco. That's your kind of place. That's your kind of people because you've never had a baby.
Whoa.
He is looking for something. Is he looking for A, a wax shop, B, a woman, or C, a Slim Jim?
B. It's not a Slim Jim. That's not
Slim
Macho.
Jim?
That is not Macho Man Randy Savage, the late great, R.I.P.
I mean, yeah, a woman.
A woman is correct.
Well done. I'm very surprised I have never heard of him before.
He was fighting up with Hulk
Hogan?
Like,
I feel like my wrestling knowledge is extensive, but I had never heard of him before. So.
Okay, next up, this
and
is...
And also, San Francisco is lovely.
This is
sometimes. Sometimes.
There's a lot of poop.
There's a lot of feces.
I mean, weather-wise.
It's real cold in the summertime, man.
Yeah, but I'll take cold over hot in the summer anyway.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of building was turned into a classroom? That's what you're trying to figure out here. What kind of building was turned into a classroom?
Because it had been a much of it had never even been built out. And so it was fairly easy for us to kind of turn that into classroom space little by little. We just found that humorous. We took the off of the windows because it was just a darker environment in many different ways.
What kind of building was turned into a classroom? A Denny's, a morgue, or a strip club?
That is hard.
Any
a
of those getting turned
a
into
a morgue
club.
Or
a it's gotta be a strip club.
Denny's, a morgue, or a strip
gotta
club.
Gotta be a strip club.
Yeah.
Strip club? Both of you guys saying strip club.
Yeah.
Correct. 2 for 2. Very nice.
If it was a morgue, that would have been horrifying.
I mean, I guess we had poles on my playground at my elementary school. Like we would just slide down.
You have to fumigate it.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Could you ever climb up the pole? I've never had the upper body strength to be able to climb up the
pole. Same thing with that rope in gym class.
There was always a couple of kids in my class who could climb that pole and that rope. And I'm just like, how are you this strong?
I like the Dickens, yeah.
I'm like, I'm just too tall. My arms are too long.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's also why you couldn't bench press more than 45 pounds.
Yeah. Okay.
Coming down sucked.
I always loved sliding down poles. I always thought that was the coolest part of being a fireman. Slide down them poles.
But it hurts your hands.
It does.
As an adult, it does. Yeah. As a kid, I can slide down anything.
Third and final one. Let's see if you guys can go 3 for 3. There's something that caused these people to be very afraid. What was it?
I heard someone over a speaker say that there's a problem at the
and to stay away from the and I thought it was scary.
People started coming out of their they couldn't believe, you know, what we just heard.
We're pretty, like, scared at that point.
What caused these people to be afraid? A, somebody yelling shark at the beach. B, a nuclear power plant warning. Or C, a plane needing to make an emergency landing.
Shark at the beach.
Been a lot of sharks at the beach lately.
Too many.
Yeah. Lots of sharks at the beach?
Mm-hmm.
Shark at the beach?
Shark at the beach.
Shark at the beach.
No.
Oh.
It was a nuclear power plant warning. There
what?
Was somebody accidentally sent like a voice alert warning beachgoers to evacuate. So you got the beach part correct, but yeah, I know, right?
That's scary.
Yeah, don't like that.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Audrey, you spend a whole lot of time on social media. In fact, you were until 1 second ago on social media.
Shut your mouth.
What? You spend all day every day on social media? There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, well, it sounds a little judgy.
It's not.
If I must say so myself.
I'm just curious.
Me and everyone else in the United States.
Sure.
Across the world,
uh-huh.
The globe.
You bet. All on social media.
Yes.
The question that I have for you is how much of the stuff that you see on other people's feeds that is kind of the aspirational, the showing off type stuff, do you think is legit? Do you think is real?
Oh, I think that a lot of it is, I mean, I think a lot of it's for clout. I think a lot of it is made up. Yeah, made up. But I mean, so if I'm, for example, if I follow a fitness influencer, I definitely think you have to put work in order to do and look like that. But I think a lot of the videos are quick and made, and you know, a lot of that is just they're content producing.
I think about Bow Wow and how he was pretending to fly on a private jet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring it up is because
fake houses.
There's a lot of 20-somethings that are now throwing fake weddings.
Weird.
Fake weddings?
Yeah.
Tell me more about this.
As like a party?
So basically, they just say, we're going to skip the actual wedding part of it and just throw a party. You have the pictures, but I mean, outside of the actual like picture or two pictures that you select.
Are they at least in a relationship?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So they just don't want the government involved.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, my wife and I did something similar. We skipped the wedding, went to the courthouse, but still got dressed up and took real nice wedding photos.
Yeah.
Spent $500 on those. And
so
that
it's
was
just
the
a party.
Most, well, we didn't throw a party. We just wanted pictures for nice pictures.
Yeah.
You know?
The 20-somethings are just doing like the whole party thing. It's more of like the reception than the wedding is what I'm gathering.
Which that's the only part that really matters.
What's wild is that some of these people are turning it into businesses as well. So they're throwing these fake weddings and then selling tickets because people want to go to basically like a dress-up party.
Yeah.
And so they're buying tickets to these fake weddings where no one's even getting married.
Okay, hold on. This actually just jogged an idea, but I know a person who is remodeling their home. They're doing the whole thing, so they're really excited to have their house remodeled. Well, with that has been coming like a lot of home parties, themed parties.
Okay.
And it's summertime. They're wanting to do their reception at the house, but you have to come in costume. It's really, really, really hot outside. They're wanting to do like a masquerade.
Oh, almost
like an outdoor masquerade?
Like Gatsby style.
That's too much clothes.
Gowned, like mandatory, tux, mandatory.
That
mask,
needs to be air conditioned.
Mandatory. Outdoor.
Who would go to that?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, I mean, because you're saying that there's a lot of these people who are throwing these parties at their homes, doing all of this. But you're saying they're turning it into a business.
Yeah.
So people want to go to these kind of things.
Like this particular story, this guy was talking about the business that he had started doing this. And he was saying that he was selling like 300 tickets per fake wedding at $70 a pop.
And people are going.
Like 20,
well, I mean,
20
that's a place to dance. I mean, I get some people love weddings. You know, the food, the dancing, the pomp and circumstance that gets to go. You get to get, like I said, you get dressed up. I can see that, I guess.
Can you imagine being with a chick who was dragging you to fake weddings? Don't even take me to real weddings.
That has to be some role-playing kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, but I'll tell you this. When you're single and you're going to weddings, though, when you're younger, that was always like,
it's fun.
Trying to find somebody to hook up with.
I mean, if you find somebody else weddings that's single at a wedding, like you're definitely smashing.
Those are, I mean, yeah, younger days, those were always good places to.
That and, oddly enough, funerals.
See, that's why I'm.
There is no way.
No?
I think that's all fake.
What
I mean,
do you
I know
it's fake. No,
I know
it's
that
like,
I think if you go there in a relationship, you're more likely to leave and like feel like and have sad. I'm happy to be alive.
You
want to
feel like
sex.
You're alive.
Yes. Yeah. But I don't feel like singles are just like
yeah, I'm not trying to have a one night stand after a funeral.
But no, I feel like that's more of like a relationship thing.
I mean, not
a,
what if you don't like you're not really sad the person's dead. Like you were
then
just
I'm not
there
going
to
their funeral.
You're not going to their funeral. You're at the bar already.
Nah.
Yeah.
You really think, Dave?
Yeah.
You think singles are besides the movie that you've seen, Wedding Crashers, where they're doing that? It's fiction.
Well, Audrey, our friend in chat, Bouzette, she said at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, she said funerals too. We just buried my brother-in-law. It was F City.
Told you.
Also, F City sounds like a place I'd like to visit.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
We have a lot of people that are under the influence that do stupid stuff that land in the Redneck Report. This one's up there, though. A man who appeared to be high and drunk went into a Waffle House and screamed, "Get on the ground, y'all are getting robbed," and then proceeded to steal some napkins and walked out. Did not appear that he had an actual weapon. He did raise his finger guns, though,
mm-hmm.
and was threatening the people at the Waffle House with his finger guns.
What kind of drugs?
That's a dangerous move to roll into a Waffle House.
That's what I mean, man. People
Those
at
chefs,
Waffle House, even the wait
chefs.
Staff.
Chefs. Yeah. Those cooks will whoop your ass.
Yes, chef.
They're all on work release.
Yeah.
Like, it's fresh out of jail.
Can you imagine somebody seriously you being like the sous chef at a Waffle House and somebody really showing the type of respect to the chefs hey. There and just calling them chef. I feel like that is just prestigious.
Can you still smoke in Waffle Houses?
No.
Depends on which
no?
ones.
I think that
certain states.
The only place that I ever recall growing up, and maybe it was because the kitchen was just there, you know, the only place that I can ever recall where it was just perfectly acceptable
for the
to be smoking while they're cooking your food
was a Waffle House.
Was a Waffle House.
Okay, 100%. Being from Alabama, there uh-huh. was a lot of people who were smoking with children in the back seat with their windows rolled up
right?
growing up.
Yeah.
I think like there was a law put in place around like 99 where you're not allowed to smoke indoors anywhere.
Mm, I don't know, man. Waffle House gets grandfathered
I'm
in.
Telling you, it's I think that maybe at 1 o'clock when people who are breaking laws who work there probably don't care, but yeah. for the most part, you're not supposed to.
Here's what I don't understand. There's just certain places that probably should never get robbed, and Waffle House is one of those places. One, the cash on hand can't be that high because every Waffle House in America is very reasonably priced.
True.
And, again, the cooks will whoop your ass, and or the customers also have guns.
Everyone's armed to the teeth.
Everybody is armed at a Waffle House.
Yeah.
Do Waffle Houses have Apple Pay?
I assume that some of them, but I mean, when I was growing up, because we used to go to Waffle House all the time, all they took was cash.
Yeah.
They didn't have a credit card machine, and that was not that long ago.
I mean, times have changed. Yeah. I wonder if they're adapting with the times. I feel like you're right, Dave. They might be the only place that's like stuck in the 80s.
This next fella, also, I assume, under the influence.
What'd he do, Dave?
Crashed his SUV into a shop and thought that he was going to make an escape, but the dude who was the chef next door ran over to help. This guy takes off. Chase lasted for about 15 minutes, and he ended up going to an exotic animal farm. That's where he ended up. And he hops this fence, and he finds himself face-to-face with an angry emu. Which,
emus are mean.
And as we've learned recently about emus, very big. Is it Walter the emu or
it's
Clarence?
Emmanuel, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have never, you've never been around an emu in real life before?
Yeah. I mean, ostriches and emus, like big birds, are a-holes.
They're very, very mean.
And this bird.
They'll kill you.
They'll whoop his ass?
Whooped his ass. And then the cops arrested him. So he hops over this fence, and he's face-to-face with this emu, and the emu's like, the hell are you doing in here?
Are we sure this isn't like an American Liberty Union commercial? Was that Limu Emu? Isn't he a cop?
Emu.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What great food needs more representation? Like, you know, Philly cheesesteaks or curry.
Message deleted.
You know what I didn't like for years? In fact, my wife and I went to Thailand on our honeymoon, and I was convinced that I did not like Thai food.
Thai food's amazing.
It's the best food.
It took me forever to turn the corner on that. I went to Thailand for our honeymoon and was eating like club sandwiches and spaghetti.
You didn't eat like a bunch of curry?
Didn't eat any Thai food.
I like the hell out of some curry,
man. I don't like Thai food is what I was telling myself. And then eventually my wife broke me down like a shotgun. Next thing you know, I can't get
it. I love like a green Thai curry.
You're green. I'm yellow.
Yeah,
I like all the curries.
More of a yellow, but yeah, the green still hits.
But I get mine at a 10.
The Commander Apathy in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said I've never had Thai food.
I think Indian food doesn't get the love it deserves. Also, I feel like falafel is another underrated.
You know what everyone rants and raves about that I just have not gotten into is ramen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Ramen, pho. I prefer pho because
I like ramen
pho?
Because I like I like Korean ramen that's spicy. Okay. So that's
spicy.
I just always feel bloated. Lots of salt.
Oh, isn't that the don't you do the Korean barbecue?
I do Korean barbecue also.
How is that?
I love it.
I don't think I've ever had that.
All we do is eat meat, just tons of meats.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But I feel like Korean barbecue gets a pretty good rap.
Yeah.
I don't really know if there's anything that I would be unwilling to try now. That doesn't mean that I would not agree with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think about like.
Like, I feel like my stomach might hurt.
Cultural foods. But I just don't know if they're actually like cultural or they've just Americanized them that we all like. Them, you
oh,
know?
Like Chinese food. Like whenever I like order Chinese takeout,
I've gone the other way on Chinese food. Like I just can't trust Chinese food.
I never get Chinese food anymore.
I never get takeout.
I do like fried rice,
sure,
but I usually order from a Thai restaurant.
Thai restaurant.
Yeah. It feels less greasy than the Chinese place near my house.
Yeah.
There is a brand new Thai place that's right over here. If you guys haven't tried it, it is Chef Kiss.
Really,
it is that so good. Like they have this duck that's covered in curry. And I don't really like duck like that because it's super gamey usually.
So ducking good.
Oh, my gosh. It's so ducking good.
Curry is, I think, the most popular dish in almost every other, you know, like European and Asian country. It's just not in America. Like,
it should be.
I think the number one meal in the UK is curry.
Well, that's because all the food in the UK sucks.
Curry's good, though.
Oh, the curry's good, but that's not from the UK.
Yeah. They just appropriate it from India.
Yeah. Like everything else.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what's going on? How's everyone? Hey, so just wondering how the new producer is holding up. How's everything working out?
Message deleted.
Producer Pajamas, which is what we're calling him since yesterday.
Which is short for PJ because it's Producer Jordan.
Right. He's working out great. He revealed all kinds of stuff about himself yesterday on the show. And I don't know if you were intending to do that or not. It just sort of happened. But I feel like everyone kind of fell in love with you yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, so far you guys are great. I mean, there's been some growing pains with getting used to and everything, getting acquainted, but it's fun.
Is this
what a political
answer?
Are you
happy that you you took this? Or you gonna quit this bitch?
No, I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm very happy.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if I believe him.
One thing that you think that sucks. One thing, because you were just very political. One thing.
Say Audrey.
You can say me.
Right now. I'm not getting enough sleep.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll get
Why
used
aren't
to
you
that.
Getting enough sleep? Is it too much work, or is it just because you've got anxiety?
I'd say I can get hyperfixated on certain things, and when it's like I will take something that should take about an hour, and it'll take like three.
You'll stop caring at some point.
Wait, I told him that yesterday.
Yeah, no, that
you'll slowly
die. You need
die
to ease
inside.
Up a little.
Yeah,
bit.
That comes with time.
Yeah,
like there.
Did I not say that?
No, that's what we used to do. Literally, I'll tell you this: like when Dave and I were first doing the show, it was just me and Dave.
Yep.
And we had no producers, no co-hosts. It was just me and Dave. We split one salary. And I would say the first 6 months or so, we used to, you know, tons of preparation, you know, lots of stuff. And then, like, I think, like, 6 months in, there'd be days I'd be rolling in, like, or sleeping in the parking lot drunk, getting the show ready 5 minutes after it had already started.
Jeez, yeah.
During it. So yeah. It's like, it's still doing good shows. We had great ratings back then.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So you'll ease into it.
But see, at that time, we didn't even really know that like you being just a hot mess was actually great content, but it was.
Yeah. And now
there'd be like numerous days where I'd be walking into work and see Mahoney sleeping in the parking lot. I'd be like, time to get up, old sport.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
It is so funny that you were talking about hyperfixating.
Yes.
While that song was playing, because that's exactly what I was about to bring up, how
okay.
You hyperfixate on things.
Oh, no.
And it's gotten to the point where it's causing a rift between you and your roommate.
Yes, it is.
And what's going on?
Okay, tell the story. What's happening?
Okay, so I feel like I might need an intervention, guys. Like a real spending.
I like that song from System of a Down. Great.
Intervention. Because here's what's happening. I have been spending so much for like a little serotonin boost, you know, a little dopamine hit to the dome. Because I really, something about that double click on the side of my phone, whenever it doesn't feel like I'm actually spending money.
Yeah.
Like I'm just going
through.
That's
what makes it so dangerous.
Right?
Yeah.
And like I'm just going on Amazon and whenever I'm bored because I'm not watching TV right now because just nothing seems worth the time, effort, and energy, and it kind of just feels underproductive, and I'm on this, like, I need to be better kick, which is very annoying because, again, I hyperfixate, but that's how I am mentally. Like, if I'm not actively trying to, you know, gain knowledge in some way, be fit in some way, do all of those type of things, then I feel kind of, like, slobbish, and that's just me personally.
Yeah.
So in this moment, I'm also, my vice, since it's not binging TV, has been shopping. And now there's so many packages that are coming to the door that they're interrupting my roommate's work meetings.
Well, because she works from home.
Yes.
And if she's on a Zoom and the doorbell rings like four times during that Zoom call.
Yeah.
I get it.
And she's a project manager of like a company that's international. Like, so she's like got a big job. She's like a team lead of all of these people. Like, people report to her. So I feel kind of bad. And she had to have a conversation with me. She was like, Audrey, we've got to slow this down because it rang like seven times before I'd even gotten home for the
day. Did you at any point go, maybe you should start going into the office?
No, because she works in her bedroom.
Well, maybe she shouldn't work in her bedroom. Maybe that's the problem, not your packages.
Yeah, I like where your head's at, Dave.
Yeah.
Maybe
you don't like what's happening at this house that I'm paying 50% for. Maybe you should get your ass out of it 50% of the time.
Are the packages you are ordering from Amazon? Or is it? Well, you know you can have them condensed into one box and you can save money that way, too.
No, she's always said she likes as much pollution as possible.
No, I mean, because I did this the other day because I was ordered a bunch of stuff when we were on vacation.
So
and I was out of town.
You wanted it to
and
come
I wanted,
later. And
I'd wanted it to come later, so it's like, it will come later if it like less shipments in one box. And you get like a kickback from Amazon, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's cheaper. Yeah. If you don't have to use Prime to get it like the same day, if it doesn't matter if you get it today or like 4 days from now, you save money. It's like $5 a delivery.
Also, there's a whole bunch of people that are saying you could just have it sent to like an Amazon locker.
Okay.
But you like it showing up at the house.
I kind of like, it's like Santa.
Yeah.
I have a little present waiting for me under my little doorbell tree.
And don't you just love it when you're like, I don't even remember what I ordered. What is it?
So yesterday I got
a
notification.
From me to me.
I got a notification yesterday that something was delivered. And before, so I do actually have like a hub in my apartment complex, but for whatever reason, not everything gets delivered there. Sometimes things will get delivered to the door. I guess it's just depending on the day or if there's not enough hub lockers open. So yesterday I got a notification and looking through my emails and I'm like, oh, something got delivered. Before, I sat in my car looking at the lockers, but I needed to know what it was before. So I'm like going through my Amazon. I'm like, ooh, that's what it was.
Yee.
Coasters.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada. The hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.